course, on the night of the Seder, the highlight of the Seder is the mitzvah of Magid, reciting the Haggadah based on the Pasuk, V'higata l'bincha b'yom ahu l'mor. Now, from the halakha, it would be permissible for one person to recite the Haggadah, and everybody around the table listen as the Baal HaBayit recites the Haggadah, as brought down by the Rishonim. That's the way the Tiba brings it down. That's also the way the Minhag of the Gaon of Vilna was, that the Baal HaBayit would say the Haggadah, and everybody would listen to it using the principle of Shomeya Ka'oneh, that by listening, it's as if you're saying it. Our custom, however, is a little different. We all recite the Haggadah together, word by word, and the Baal HaBayit, or somebody that's fluent in the story, from time to time, we stop and pause and explain it in English or the language that the people around the Seder understand. Of course, the Ikar, the primary part of the Haggadah that must be explained, is the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror. These three mitzvot, why we do them, what happened. Also, the paragraph Abadim Hayinu, the Faraob Mitzrayim, which follows the Manishtana, also should be explained clearly. So the question is, to fulfill this mitzvah v'gata l'bincha, so the father has to tell it over to his children, the story. What happens many times is, after the kids say Manishtana, so that's it, the father sends them off into the room, you did your mitzvah, now go to sleep. It's a mistake. Manishtana is only the questions. The child has to be up in order to hear the answers. Now sometimes the Pesach Masal Maror is not said until an hour and a half later, and the child already lost interest. So therefore, it would be proper, if you can lose the interest of the child, right after the Manishtana, to explain to him in English exactly what Abadim Ha'inu Faro means, and tell him the three mitzvot of Pesach Masal Maror, in order that he could fulfill the mitzvah v'gata l'bincha. Then if the child goes to sleep, so at least he heard the ikar. For that matter, the ladies also must hear the Haggadah, at least Pesach, Masal, Maror, with an English interpretation, if that's the language they understand. The Haggadah is not said b'haseba. One should not lean during the recitation of the Haggadah. He should say the Haggadah be'ema u'b'yir'ah. He's fulfilling a mitzvah. He should sit straight and read the Haggadah with fear and trepidation in order to fulfill the mitzvah from the Torah. We only lean during the eatings, during the se'udah, during the drinking of the wine, or the eating of the matzah, but during the mitzvot, for example, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, or Birkat HaMazon, there is no haseba. We say it sitting upright.